possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. Hurricane Erin whipping up a serious situation across the eastern seaboard, including around here. Let's find out what we need to know from AccuWeather meteorologist Joe Lundberg.
Well, Susan, Erin is moving to the north-northwest at about 13 miles per hour this morning at some 450 miles south-southeast of Cape Hatteras. It's going to turn north today, then gradually more toward the northeast tonight or tomorrow. Now, while the rain that we see today and tonight will not be associated with Erin, there will nevertheless be coastal impacts the rest of the week from Erin, most notably dangerous and life-threatening rip currents and rough surf, along with some coastal flooding and beach erosion, particularly tomorrow and tomorrow night. Conditions at the shore should calm down just in time for the weekend with Erin long gone. I'm meteorologist Joe Lundberg at New York's weather station, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Yeah, so when they say life-threatening rip currents, they mean it. In fact, beaches all across the area will be closed today.
As Erin approaches, the message from the mayor is pretty clear regarding New York City beaches.
Wednesday and Thursday, no swimming, because this can cause rough rip tides and high waves, and we want you to be safe, even if you are an experienced swimmer.
At the Jersey Shore, 18 beaches and counting that are closed, no swimming allowed, including places like Belmar, Seaside, LBI, and Wildwood, where waves could get 8 feet today, 12 feet tomorrow. How about Long Island? The town of Hempstead supervisor, John Ferretti, saying shutting down those beaches too.
On Thursday, the gates will be closed, so they won't have access to the sand.
Governor Hochul has directed state parks on Long Island, those beaches closed, including Jones Beach and Robert Moses. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM.
The NYPD says they now know who they're looking for in the fatal stabbing of a bodega worker earlier this month in Brooklyn. It was August 1st around 3 p.m. at the store at 684 Hegman Avenue, where cops say 33-year-old Diego Sandoval Neva was stabbed multiple times because he wouldn't sell the attacker loose cigarettes. He was rushed to the hospital where he died. The suspect, now ID'd as 42-year-old O'Neill Melise. If you know where he is, you are asked to call 800-577-TIPS. Commuters sound off at the first public hearing on the plan to hike the price of your ride.
The MTA is hoping to raise fares across the board, and New Yorkers weren't shy to hold back.
Why are we having the need for an increase with no real answers as to what are you using it for?
We need to stop it. Every 2 years, they're raising the fare. For what? People are tired of it.
MTA Chair Jana Lieber says the agency is trying to keep up with the rising costs of just about everything.
Make sure we can give our workers, who are most of the MTA's cost structure, that their wage increases, 4% increase to account for a 2-year period, about 2% a year.
Of the several rate hikes the MTA is proposing, subway and bus fares would go up to $3. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in downtown Brooklyn.
Cabbies calling on city lawmakers to pass a right to relief act that would prevent them from paying a price when nature calls.
To many, it's a normal part of the day, but for taxi drivers like Laura Lorenzo Valdez, using the bathroom is a luxury.
Very uncomfortable because sometimes you have to wait too many times to use the bathroom because you don't know where to park.
And it's hard to find a place that will let her go. The New York State Federation of Taxi Drivers is pushing the city to allow them to park anywhere for 30 minutes except for fire hydrants, no standing zones, and bus lanes to use the bathroom. And, says spokesperson Fernando Mateo,
should be a law. You don't let a driver use your bathroom, you know what? You may be entitled to a fine, a warning.
Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Mayor Adams, New York City's version of Mr. Clean? Apparently so, as his honor held a press conference yesterday that featured a poster depicting the mayor as the bald-headed TV ad icon. It was to tout the progress in the war on rats.
When compared to the same months last year and year-to-date, rat sightings are down 16.4% citywide. Naysayers doubted us. No one thought we can do it. But New York is new. They deserve a rat-free city, and we're moving forward towards that goal.
In 2023, the city implemented a rat mitigation plan that included changing when and where businesses and residential buildings put their garbage. There's also a new container requirement, compliance for which the mayor says they're still working on, although he says it is up to 75%. Cops on the hunt for a group of moped-stealing thieves in Queens. This is at least three people who police say threaten riders with a knife before they steal their moped. Mayor Adams says there needs to be more regulation.
We have to start registering these bikes. We have to require them to have registration, have insurance. We need to make sure before they roll off the stores or the lots that they have the required documentation. That is how you will assist the police department in doing their job.
As far as the thefts, there have been at least four incidents since June, including at 101st Street and Drew Avenue and 122nd in Liberty. Anyone with information asked to call Crime Stoppers 800-577-TIPS. Andrew Cuomo reportedly hoping city Republicans will help him get into Gracie Mansion. Multiple reports say he told a mostly Trump-friendly group at a fundraiser in the Hamptons that they can minimize the vote for GOP candidate Curtis Sliwa by voting for him. In audio obtained by Playbook, the former governor also reportedly said that President Trump's goal is to stop Zohran Mamdani, and because, in Cuomo's opinion, Sliwa will never be a serious candidate, they'd be wasting their time on him. In response, Mamdani told New York One this is par for the course for Cuomo. Speaking to Politico, Curtis Sliwa said he doesn't think Republicans will get over Cuomo signing the law letting more people out on bail pre-trial and him, quote, smacking fannies and killing grannies. Mayor Adams, who Cuomo blames for Mamdani's primary victory, said the former governor should, quote, stop lecturing others, drop out of the spotlight, and maybe start by giving his daughter back her apartment. New York State on a roll, cracking down on those trying to cheat their way out of paying bridge and tunnel tolls. In fact, yesterday, a regional task force conducted their 100th ghost plate operation. This was on the Triborough Bridge, where cars were seized, tickets written. There were several arrests. Since last year, the task force has seized more than 5,000 vehicles, issued about 50,000 summonses, and made 1,300 arrests. A pair of siblings in Harlem are using their talents to help preserve the history of that iconic New York neighborhood. Will Pierce is a photographer and tells 1010 Winds this is about documenting the history of Harlem through its longtime residents.
People have lived here 20, 30 years with oral history, but also a portrait as well, taking photographs of them.
It's called Uptown Voices and Uptown Story.
I see this project as a time capsule and as a living project, something that hopefully will go on beyond me.
Will's sister is a longtime producer of cultural events and even received the Renaissance Woman Award and a proclamation from the city in 2019. Will says they're planning a pop-up gallery at 7th Avenue and 131st Street. They've also got an open call to add more stories to the project. Get more info at willpierce.com. That's Will spelled with 1L.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.